He who runs after good fortune runs away from peace.
Ah! Hey, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world
and lose his soul?
Hey, you better preach. Pass the offering plate. Me, I'll give.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To Jesus and Jollof.
Guys, that was our wisdom for the day. We're just dropping some African proverbs. Read that last one again, lovey.
He who runs after good fortune runs away from peace.
That's it. Because there's so many people who are just chasing either fame or money.
Yeah.
And actually, that's actually a perfect segue to what we're talking about today.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about the glow up.
The glow up.
And the blow up.
What happened? How did we get here?
Lady Fox, I have questions.
Question, me too.
But look, my first question is, who are you?
Who are you? By the way, I'm the bottom of the bush. Hey, this is Lovey.
And what's going on, y'all? It's Yvonne Orji.
And this episode, we want to talk about the glow up. Because people see us doing all types of things, and they're like, oh, you guys, how did you get here? So now we want to tell you what happened.
It wasn't chasing after. What did the prophet say?
Let's do it again.
For the people who didn't know what we were talking about.
Let's repeat it. Because, you know, if you hear it one more time, it sinks in.
Say it again.
He who runs after good fortune runs away from peace.
But that's so true, though.
It is.
Yo, real talk. We're going to get here. But, like, do you know how much money I have said no to?
Yo.
Just so
I can have peace.
And also, like, I can have my brand.
Correct.
Because everything that offers you stuff don't mean that you got to go after it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm sitting home
right now.
This summer, right now. Because I was like, you know what? I need to run after peace right now, not good fortune.
And there was a time when we ain't have no peace and no fortune.
None of it. Neither one.
We had no peace, no fortune. We had nothing. But even still in those times, though, we still didn't chase everything.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it, the whole thing is character.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I remember a pastor said to me one time, never let your gifts and talents take you a place your character can't sustain you.
Ooh, that's it.
I'm going to say it one time for the people in the back.
Yes.
Never let your gifts and talents take you somewhere that your character can't sustain
you.
Because so many people are like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And they get there and it's like they lose their effing mind.
They lose all of it.
All the good and the bad.
For what though? You have nothing to show for it.
I mean, they have something to show for it, but it's like they have no idea who they are.
Correct.
And that's why you have people like have a breakdown and they're 27. Yeah. Now you having a breakdown at 27.
What happened with life?
Because you didn't know who you were at 21.
Correct. And I think it's important to know who we are before you take on a certain journey, because otherwise people will tell you who you are.
And they'll create, and you'll create a facade of who you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's so funny, and we're starting backwards. Don't worry, guys, we're going to come back.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny when people, especially, I know you get this because we both get this. It's like, oh my God, I just love how, like, free to be yourselves you guys are. You're just so, like, comfortable. Like, you know, who else am I supposed to be? Like, I would do a very horrible job trying to figure out, like, my short-term memory is bad already.
Terrible.
I can't remember people's names. So I'm supposed to remember who I told you I was supposed to be yesterday.
I'm a bad liar.
I start stuttering when I lie. It's
just, my face changes when I lie. Like, you'd be like, Lovey, you're lying because your eyes just got bigger.
All you have to say about that is, you're correct.
You're correct.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, I tell on myself before anybody can tell on me.
Listen, and then, like, my spirit, like lying, literally, like, my spirit be like, really? That's
really?
What we're doing
That's
now?
What we doing.
Jesus won't let me lie. Like, I remember this is a true story. I used to work at a school uniform company. So, like, they could, like, they can embroider stuff. So they had these sweatpants, and I embroidered, like, my alma mater's logo on these sweatpants. Obviously, they did not sell them at the bookstore.
Yeah.
So somebody who worked for the school was like, oh, these are nice pants. Like, Are they ours? And I was just like, I didn't know what to do. And I was like, yes, I got them at the bookstore. So she went about her business. The next day, I came to her office. I knocked on her door. I said, Reina, I'm so sorry. I lied to you. I did not get this. Like, my spirit was just vexed. And I was just like, I was a motherfucking, like, sophomore in college. I was like, I can't do it.
I can't do it. I lied.
These are free pants that I got from my job. Like, she was like, Yvonne, it's actually okay.
So we're going to tell our truth this episode because that's all we know how to do.
That's it. We're telling all our truths.
So let's talk about who we are. What are we doing right now? What are we doing? We haven't told people really what we do besides run our mouth on this podcast.
That's what you do chiefly.
It's true.
Your title today was the
chief goat in charge.
The CGIC. CGIC. You're the chief geek.
What do I do? Let me see. I'm a writer, so my blog is awesomelylovey.com. I've had that for 15 years. I host a podcast called Rant and Randomness that I love that I just started this year. Mm-hmm. I'm a speaker, so I do a lot of keynotes. And
you're not just a speaker, I love you. Don't, this is humble brag. It's okay. Look, this is where your true friends come into play. She's a multi-million view speaker on the TED stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
if
true.
If you have not watched Lovey's multiple TED Talks, because there are plenty, pause this podcast now. Go on and bless your life.
It's true.
Add to the millions of you as well. I've already got their lives blessed.
2.3 million.
Hey, if I could tell the number.
I know the number. 2.3 million people. I watched my TED Talk.
Why would you, if you had a dollar for every...
Can you imagine? I'll be so rich.
Myself, I'll take 10%.
You can have it.
We will be so rich.
We'll be so rich together.
So if you've watched Lovey's podcast, please donate to her. Go for
me. I do not have a go for me. She said go. Don't listen to her.
We need money to pay for this studio time. 2.3 million will do well.
It will do very well.
Mortgage in LA is very expensive.
Correct. And then what else did I do? I wrote a book called I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual.
And it's not just a book. This guy, I get what you're doing. I'm your lovey translator. I'm your hype woman translator. It's not just a book. It's a New York Times bestseller.
It's true.
All the sellers, she's the best.
Hey. I did it. It's true. You see, you need a Niger friend to hype you up.
If you don't have one, then your life is not complete.
It's not complete. Get one.
No.
And then what else am I doing? And then I'm a digital strategist. So I basically help brands and people figure out how to use social media to tell a better story and how to like create better environments in their companies. So I'm a multi-hyphenate.
She's a multi-hyphenate, a multi-writer, multi-millionaire. Uh-huh. I'm speaking life into you.
In Jesus' name.
You're multi-millionaire.
Amen.
You will go to heights greater than you've ever imagined. The blessings of Abraham will fall upon you.
Amen.
Your children's children shall be blessed.
I receive it in Jesus'
name.
They
will rise and call you blessed.
Amen.
What else?
Jesus. See, prayer warrior. You need it. You just need it.
Everything you touch will touch the gold.
Amen.
In fact, you will walk through rooms and they will pass out because they are blessed by the anointing of your life.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we take it.
Receive it.
Yes.
When Jesus says yes.
Nobody can say no.
At all.
Correct.
Why would they?
Because why not? Why? When Jesus says yes, how dare you?
Touch not the Lord's anointed.
Hey.
Thunder, fire, punish. Like, how we bless you and curse you at the
same
time.
You'd be like, should I say amen to that? Because I felt tough. Yes.
Oh,
so then
it.
What do you do?
Man, I'm just your ultimate hype woman.
Correct. Part-time hype woman.
Part-time hype woman. No, I am a failed doctor. We'll start with my failures.
No, what are you doing?
Because my accomplishments are not that size as yours.
We will get to failure. What are you doing right now?
No, man, guys, I am a stand-up comedian.
Madam, you people, let me stop her. She's a stand-up comedian who opened 10 times for the legendary Chris Rock. Not just regular people, 10 times. Barclays Center.
Barclays.
Okay, in front of 19,000 people.
16.
We'll say 19 because we like to exaggerate. In fact, it was 50,000 people.
50,000. They were all standing.
They were all standing for her. Just for her. They came for her and then they saw Chris. They were like, he's cool. But then they came for her.
Don't say that to Chris. That was lovely.
That was me. That was my fault.
I want to go to the next talk.
So she opened for Chris Rock. Hey, continue.
And I just sold out some shows in London. No biggie.
Excuse me. This woman just sold out 5 shows in London, England. England.
Hey, I'm internationally known on the microphone.
On the microphone in the UK. England.
England. Meghan Markle, are you coming?
Are you coming? In fact, the Queen is coming. The Queen says she's coming.
Why not?
Why not? So,
can I call her mommy?
Mommy.
Mommy.
Mommy Queen.
Mommy Queen.
And then what else are you doing?
Oh, man. Man, I'm living my best life. I play, some of you may know me, I play Molly on Insecure.
Number 2.
Peabody winning.
Correct.
Show. Insecure, yes. Created by none other than the illustrious Issa Rae.
Yes.
What am I? I'm creator.
She is also creator.
Of First Gen.
Mm-hmm. The next show you're going to fall in love with.
In fact, by the grace of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we will find a showrunner.
Amen.
This illustrious showrunner that we're using.
In fact.
And shout out to This Is America. I am definitely using your word. Illustrious. I need an illustrious showrunner. I just need a showrunner that's breathing. In fact, that is good at their job. First Gen, I created it. It will be the first show about a Nigerian-American family to be on mainstream television in America.
Yes,
by the grace of God. And then I write.
Yep.
What am I doing, lovey?
You're a speaker.
I'm a speaker, girl.
Her TED Talk. You should go check her TED Talk. Why is she talking about my TED Talk?
The weight is sexy. Hey, I got a million. I got an M in front of my numbers too.
Several
M's with my best friend. Hey. Turned all our L's into lessons. That's it. I'm a speaker, man. I'm out here. I'm trying to add off to my list. You know what's so funny? When all of your friends are New York Times bestsellers, like you think that that's like par for the course.
You do.
Like, Lovey, your book is a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
Issa's book is a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
So, legitimately, I met a girl who told me, like, oh, yeah, I wrote a book. And I was like, oh, my God, great. Did you make the New York Times bestsellers list? And the way she looked at me, like, madame. And, like, and here's the thing. I didn't even think anything about it. Like, because, like, the people I know personally that have written books have made the New York Times bestsellers list. So,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, what are you doing with your life if you're not making it, right? So she walked away, and my friend was like, Yvonne, just because you're friends with, like, Lovey and Issa don't mean that everybody, like, makes the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? I wasn't even thinking. Y'all have set the bar so, like, high and made it seem so attainable. So in my mind, I'm like, that is where we go. And I hope to add author to my
she
list.
Will.
I am adding author to my list. Y'all, you didn't tell me how hard writing a book was. Writing a book is hard.
Yo, writing a book is super hard.
It's just
you got
sitting
it.
Down.
You
to,
got it.
Yeah, so by the grace of God, one day I'm gonna add New York Times bestsellers.
Hey, it's gonna happen.
Please, everyone listening, please just pre-order my book. It hasn't even been written yet, but just pre-order it. I will start a website. The pre-order to the book that hasn't been written yet, but one day shall be written.
When you come out with your book, people are gonna lose their mind. So yes, she will be a New York Times bestselling author.
Amen. I really just want to make people happy.
Yeah.
I am an ultimate hype woman. I used to host weddings. So we'll talk about that. But, like, for me, I just really, my goal in life for real is just to change the atmosphere.
That's it.
Wherever I go, whoever comes in contact with me, man, however your day started, hopefully after you leave my presence, you're going to be like, man, I feel so much better.
Same. I think knowing that purpose is also kind of what takes us through the journey of the glow up is, like, we've always been purpose driven. Now, that was not what was supposed to happen. Because I thought my purpose was to just help people, which is why I wanted to be a doctor. Like, that was the dream. I was like, I'm going to be a doctor. I want to help people. I thought I was going to be a pediatrician because I was like, kids especially, because adults, I don't really know about them. And
just F all the adults. But these kids are the
children.
Future.
The children are the future. I can get to them.
Teach them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense. Often, you guys think the Nigerian way, sense of pride. I remember long ago,
never to walk in anyone's shadow.
Watch how you walk in a shadow. Where's your own shadow?
So you were supposed to be a doctor too.
Man, yo, when I was five, like, it was just, you know how Nigerians are. I think Gina Yashere said it best. I think she had a joke. She was like, we don't even give birth to, like, sons or daughters. Like, you don't say, oh, I had a boy, I had a girl. Yeah. You're like, I had a lawyer. I had a doctor.
I had an engineer.
And so it's just like, for me, I was supposed to be a doctor. And it sounded good. My mom was a nurse.
Yeah.
And I remember going home one year and my aunt had an ectopic pregnancy. So the baby grows in a fallopian tube, and they wouldn't operate on her because they didn't think that she had money to pay for it. We happened to be in the village. We came back. Everyone was up in arms, like, she's at the hospital. My dad came with the chief hat. So he's like, so you let her almost die because you didn't think we could pay for it. So my dad, like, threw the money at the doctor. They performed. She hasn't been able to have a baby since. So in my mind, like, I was like, not on my watch. I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Y'all, it sound real good. It sound real noble. It sound like what you're supposed to do, and then you take organic chemistry. And then I got my first F. I was like, what the hell? Ruining my good GPA.
Your good GPA.
Yo, I used to cry when I would get a B+, because I knew I would get a whooping.
Yeah.
I was like, my mom will beat me today because of this B+. This B is for bombastic buffoon. I just was like, I'm not going to make it. So when I got an F, I was like, hey, just so I can't go home.
Just let me lay here.
And I was in college. This was organic chemistry. I was a college student with a full F. Like, my mom will call me a fantastic goat.
So me, I had chemistry 101, and I got a solid D. This is after I went to office hours. Listen. I talked to my professor. My TA knew me by name and face. I had a tutor, and I was the kid who was so used to coasting through school. I'd get A's without even trying. I'd just show up, I'll sleep for half the test and still get an A. So I was like, I actually tried. And then I got a D. Jesus, see my life. And then I was like, I don't even like hospitals.
That's
so
it.
Me as a doctor,
I don't like blood.
I don't like it.
How did I think I was going to be a doctor? Same. I don't like blood.
Like, literally, my blood pressure goes up when I walk into a hospital. Just
like every month, I was like, we bleeding again? Why? Look at all the iron I'm losing.
Me and Noodles, I was like, oh, Jesus. So who told us that we can be doctors when we don't like hospitals or blood?
Our parents. Because, you know, our parents were like, you will learn to love it. Don't worry. And they make you believe, like doctors, lawyers, and you know, like, you're going to make so much money. You're going to do this. Yo, all the doctors I know are in debt.
Are in super debt.
Yes, they have nice houses.
I'm talking $150,000 in student loans debt. Like...
Meanwhile, we make that speaking. Like, and you make our friends are like, how long is you?
How do you?
So people pay to hear you open your mouth and talk.
Your useless self. They're paying you to go speak.
That's nice. Like, that's the crazy thing about, like, where we are right now. Like, we are literally, you know, there's that shirt that says, like, I am my ancestors' dreams.
Wildest dreams.
Wildest dreams.
We are.
Like, our parents can't fathom the life we live.
Yeah.
We can't even fathom the life we live.
Girl,
because
listen.
3 years ago, I wasn't living this life.
At all.
3 years ago. Like, even the God to be like, yes, let's demand more. Because, I mean, obviously, after a certain level, like, the demands of your time and everything, yes, you have to know your worth and be financially reciprocated for that.
Yeah.
But there was a time where it was just like...
I'll take whatever I'll get.
We were looking for $20.
Yo,
just legit. To make it to the next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, when I was like, okay, so the doctor thing is not going to work, I kept my psych major, so I got my degree in psychology, thinking I was going to go to grad school and, like, do industrial organizational psychology. It just didn't
industrial
happen.
Industrial what?
Industrial and organizational psychology. So, like, there's a psychologist who go into companies to be like, let me help you with the behavior of your employees. Like, which I'm kind of doing now.
You kind of do now. You've been trying to get into my head this whole weekend. I've been with you. You just be like, Yvonne, so are you happy? What is wrong with your life? I was like, Lovie, why are you asking me these questions? We're just watching AGTV. We're just watching remodeling of television.
So it's kind of like, okay. But I started my blog that semester. So, like, my friends peer pressured me to start a blog. So I started this terrible blog that was in Comic Sans font. It was terrible.
Yo, that is the bane of your existence. Do you know how many times Lovie has said, I will not endorse anything that has Comic Sans?
Yes. It's the worst font in the history of life.
Girl, there's somebody who's still using Comic Sans font. Don't you shame them.
I have seen people use Comic Sans font on like, tombstones. Why are you using a funny font on a tombstone? You're idiot.
Because they want laughter to be emitted when they pass by.
No, I won't take it. So yeah, I started my blog 2003, and here we are. It never stopped.
Shout out to those friends who peer pressured you, because they didn't know, like, it's always seeds, right?
Yeah.
It's the seeds that you didn't know that you were even sowing.
Yeah.
Or that they were even sowing. Correct. Are you still friends with them?
Yeah, like, and they don't blog no more. They stopped blogging like 2 years after they started.
Listen.
And here I am.
But the deposit took.
Come on.
It's like the Bible says, you know, there are some, the word comes forth, mm-hmm. and then some falls on rocky ground,
mm-hmm.
shaky ground. Then some gets tangled up in the vines.
Yes.
And then some latches on like a baby on a mother's suckling on the body.
You see her hand right now.
And a baby suckling on his mother's breasts. That's how it latched on you.
It latched on.
That's it now.
Yes.
And if you are wondering what scripture that is, just Google it.
She's probably making it up.
I'm not making it up. It was the Yvonne Orji New England translation. Because I'm going to London.
See? This is why you can't tell me. Because you know I'm going to London. I'm going to England.
I'm going to England.
England.
I'll just start saying that. Hey, how was your day today? Yeah, my day is better because, you know, I just found out I'm going to England. Madam, please. You have known you're going to England for 3 years now.
So, yeah. Okay. So, that was how my stuff got, like,
that's how you got started.
Yeah.
What about you? I got started, again, a seed that got deposited. My brother had friends that were hosting the Miss Nigeria in America pageant. It's a real thing that existed in 2006. You can Google it. That was there. And so I was a huge tomboy, and I was, like, in the middle of getting my master's. So I didn't...
In what, though?
In public health.
Ha, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was having GW pay for it. So I was working and going to school. full-time. Like, full-time working, part-time going to school. Because I was like, I'm stalling to not go to med school. Like, literally, I was, like, literally trying to stall. Because my parents are like, we'll support you as long as you're in school. And I was like, but I can't be in med school. So what else am I going to do? So I got my degree just to avoid going to med school. That's the Nigerian way.
Wow.
And so in the middle of me getting my degree, my brother was like, hey, what are you doing next Saturday or whatever? My boy is putting on the Miss Nigerian American pageant and they need contestants. And I was like, I think I'm free. What I gotta do? And all I knew about pageants were like, you had to have a final question and like buy a dress.
Yeah.
So I went out, like opened my first Macy's account ever. Like I was like, I didn't even know what credit was. I opened a credit card just so I could buy a dress. And it promptly went back. Yeah, I'm not ashamed or proud, but I was a college student, so I was like, what? And it was like, the dress was like $160, and at that time I was like, $160?
That's a lot.
For one item, you can go to Ross or Marshalls and buy up half the store. So I was just like, whatever. So anyway, I entered the pageant thinking like, all right, cool, I got my dress. I know how to conjugate a verb, so I can speak.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks before, they were like, yeah, what's your talent? You see this pause? You see the... I was like, what are you calling the right person? She was like, yeah, every contestant needs a talent. And I was like, man, I ain't got none. And I was like, the last thing I remembered is learning how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the piano.
Oh, not on the flute.
Oh, the flute.
On the recorder.
Mary had a little lamb. Yeah, you gotta go up. So I was like, that's it. And I was like, and that's not gonna work. And I'm also not tribal dancing on stage because I know it's Miss Nigeria in America. I was like, I'm not shaking my nyash for these people to come and judge. And so she was like, well, whatever you gotta do, you gotta let us know immediately because everybody has to have a talent. Girl, I went back to my room. I prayed. At this point, I've already sold tickets. Friends are coming to see me. So, you know, embarrassment, shame.
Shame.
There's two things a Nigerian can't live with. So I was like, God, I need your help. I got saved when I was 17. And so I've been relying on Jesus for a little bit. And I said, God, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I got nothing. Loud as day, I heard Holy Spirit say, do comedy.
Hey.
And I said, no. Because I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I've never done... Comedy, what? I've never done comedy.
Wow.
I was bullied as a kid, so I still had, like, the fear of rejection.
Right.
Also, you're performing in front of Nigerians. They're the worst people in the world. Lovey, you know, you're
yes.
a judge.
Yes.
You make a living judging.
Like, that wasn't funny.
So... And they wouldn't even like not laugh at you or boo. They'll just start talking over you.
Yeah.
Who let this girl up there with the microphone? Oh, who's her mother? So it would just be bad.
Yeah.
So I was like, God, have you met me? Have you met them? Like, why would you do this to me? And I heard Holy Spirit say, what else you got? And really,
challenge.
I mean, he said it was at that point, it was like, either you're gonna learn to trust me or you're not. And again, talking about the seeds that were deposited, I had nothing to gain and everything to lose.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what, God, if you're really God in my life, then take over. Girl, that was 2006.
Wow.
And God just took this little morsel of a hope and a dream and turned it into crazy things. So even when you say I opened for Chris Rock in 2017, I'm like, where did this, how?
How, yeah.
I was that girl trying to stall from going to med school.
Yeah.
Just being obedient to Jesus.
Yeah.
And then cut 2 years later, I opened for my, like, idol.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's kind of crazy. Like, you look back and you're like, what? How did we get here? And that's the thing that a lot of people don't see. It's like, they see us doing all this stuff now, and they're like, oh, my God, this happened so quick. I always tell people, I'm a 15-year overnight success.
Hey, 15 years.
Overnight success.
That's how long it takes.
Like, when people talking, seeing the TED Talk and they're seeing all this stuff, I'm like, yo, it was many steps to get here. So when I graduated from college with my psych degree, I end up in marketing because I was like, oh, I have this marketing internship. It's fun. End up loving it. But I go to work full time and then come home and blog at nighttime. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This blog is cute. Right, this is a cute hobby that I have. This
but
thing.
You were consistent in it.
Yeah, but I was always talking about, like, what I'm thinking about life. TV, celebrities, pop culture, race, all that stuff. Chat, 2010 happened. I went to a conference for my job in April 2010. Like, I went to this conference in San Francisco, came back the next week, and got laid off. I said, did I get fired on my day off?
Oh, they were like, no, she's at home relaxing. I mean, all right, she doesn't have to come back and clean out her
yo, loca. Got laid off and was like, what?
Wow,
I was not ready. But what's funny is, like, I didn't realize I was feeling restless. at the job. Like, I was, even though at that point it was like my dream job because I was teaching other nonprofits how to tell social media stories, I was like, in
so
this
you
position.
Were kind of working in your craft.
Yeah.
And getting paid for it.
And getting paid for it. I mean, I was not getting paid that much, but I was getting paid for it.
Can we just put a pause? It's like sometimes when you don't even know you need the push. And sometimes God would like nudge you, and then sometimes he'd be like, get out of the boat.
Get out. I mean, in fact, flip the boat over.
Flip the boat over.
Flip the boat over, because it was kind of like the universe, like God was literally pushing me to take that leap of faith that I surely was not going to take. And even then, I still wasn't listening. Mm. I still thought I had to go find another job. So I would be looking for jobs on LinkedIn, but I was like keeping my head above water by like doing what I was doing for my job for like small business owners. I was hustling. Like I taught myself how to design websites. So
with,
I was
with
just
Sans
like,
Comic Sans Comic
Font. No, that was I put it in the contract. No Comic Sans
no
fonts on my watch. Like I was, but I would still be looking for jobs every day. I still thought the blog was a cute hobby. I was like, because I didn't know writers.
Our parents always make the things we want to do a hobby.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. It's just a hobby.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. It's never anything. It's just a hobby. Other people call it like a phase or it's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
Just you can have as many hobbies as you want, as long as you get your professional job.
Correct. What is your actual job? Yeah. And I just kept on looking, but I never got a job. I never found, even though I was qualified, it was like nobody was hiring me. But it was like, instead of me, the stubborn self that I am, I'm just a goat in every way. Capricorn, I'm actually a legit goat. Like,
God knew what he was doing.
God knew what he was doing. Like, I was just like constantly hitting my head against the wall of like, why can't I get a new job? Because you're not paying attention.
Ooh.
You're being told this is what you're supposed to be doing, but you're not paying attention to me.
Can we just, moment of silence for that?
Hey.
I hope people are paying attention. I hope people are paying attention.
That's what? You were supposed to be paying attention, but I didn't think writing was my gift, though. I didn't.
What do you think it was?
I thought writing was a hobby. I thought everybody could do what I could do.
Wow.
I literally thought this thing that I was doing was just something that everybody could do that I just happened to do all the time. So, like, not understanding that it's a gift means not giving it the credit it deserves.
Come on. You better preach. Is this another TED Talk? Just take this spot out and put TED Talk number 4.
TED Talk number 8. Like, not understanding that. Like, you have this gift, so you have to use it. But I didn't see it as a gift. I literally thought in all my naivete or maybe humility, maybe false humility, it was like me thinking, oh, I have not. There's nothing extraordinary here, so I'm not going to honor it. But it was kind of like, because I didn't see a version of it that looked like me. Like, I didn't see a version of a writer who was making a living in the way I was trying to make a living that made sense. I was like, I only see, like, the Toni Morrisons, the J.K. Rowling. How dare I call myself a writer when those are writers?
Can we put a pause there, too? The fact that you exist, somebody now can see you.
Correct.
As an example.
Correct.
So that they can now be free to go follow their
Correct.
Dream.
And that's what I understand. And it took years to get that, to know that, like, sometimes you need to see the example, but you don't see the example. Sometimes you are the example.
Hey! Oh, pass the offering bucket.
Just get the bucket.
Here's my money. In fact, do you take credit cards?
No, I don't.
You take Venmo?
I take Venmo.
Okay. Wait, why do you not take my credit cards?
I don't trust it.
See your life. That's why you will never progress as a person.
Pass the plate. Yes!
Pass the plate.
That's the thing. We never understand that the gifts that you like that we have are gifts that like we have been granted this thing that from no fault or credit of our own that we have this thing. So how are we gonna use it? So you didn't think you were funny.
I didn't. Here's the thing. I thought it was a fluke. The first time I performed, like actually after I performed and people laughed, I didn't even leave space for laughter. Because I was just trying to get off that stage.
Yeah.
I was like, can you people stop laughing? Like, it was almost like throwing me off. Because I was like, and then I thought it was a fluke. I was like, all right, God just did me a solid. Maybe I was really good as a Christian the last 2 years. Like, I still didn't know how blessings and purpose and, you know, these, like,
and
you
grace.
Said, and grace worked. Because I'm like, I felt like I had to work for it. Or maybe, like, he was just, again, doing me one good one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, God, if this is really you, I'll try it again. I tried it again like 4 months later. DC was having DC's funniest college student competition because I was getting my master's. I qualified as a college student.
Yeah.
I entered. I won.
Wow.
I won for GW. Part of winning is you get to go perform at the DC Improv.
Huh.
15 guys and then me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't, and I didn't win there, but it was still like, God, I've now seen too much. Yeah. You know, like, when God puts something in your spirit, like, you can't shake it?
Yeah.
Like you said, like, you're like, I'm just doing this thing that I'm doing because I think I'm good at it, but I don't know what to call it because, like, am I a comic? Like,
yeah.
And you can't dare call it a comic when you still live at home with your parents.
Right.
Because you're like, well, what do you, like, just that, call me what? And so I just was like, okay, God, I don't know what that was, but, like, I got to rush. Cut to, I go to Liberia to go and work. Because, again, after I graduated with my master's, my mom was like, okay, MCATs. And I was like, no. I need to go now put into practice.
You went to a different continent to avoid med school.
You know my life. I took a whole plane to another continent. And I said, no, to avoid blood, let me go to a war-torn country. This is Liberia after the war, after the coup, after everything. I went while there was like the roads were still in shambles. And I was like, yes, I would rather go to a war-torn country than trying to study for the MCATs. Went to Liberia, stayed there for 6 months. I remember my boss, like, he changed my program around, and I just was like, it's not what I came here to do. Like, it just, like, everything happened. But again, you talk about the boat.
Yeah.
You got fired.
Yeah.
My contract didn't get renewed. I was like, I thought I was going to be there for a while because, you know, again, it was comfortable. It was. Yeah. I was even performing comedy in Liberia. So we had a misunderstanding. My contract just suddenly was not renewed.
Well,
that's another way of saying I got fired, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna stick to it wasn't renewed.
Not renewed.
And I was like, fine. I don't know what it was. I was in Liberia, girl, looking at jobs at NBC in LA. What, Ninja? I ain't never been to LA. I was just like looking at jobs in entertainment.
Wow.
And I was looking at the Page programs. I was like, maybe New York. I didn't even know what I wanted to do in entertainment, but it just was like, if I'm going to go back to the States, I can't live in Lower Maryland anymore.
Right.
God bless PG County, but Lower Maryland is not where your dreams go to live. And so I was just like, ah. And then I just said, F it, I just go. I decided I'm going to go to New York and take an acting class.
Mm.
So I got back to Maryland, started working at the Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
And my dad every day would be like, so you're wearing white to go and serve people. When you could be wearing white to be a doctor. It was not, but he ate my cheesecake.
Right.
Every day I brought home cheesecake, it was gone. Ate it.
Yes.
So anyway, I saved up like $450 to go and take this one class in New York. Here's how I know God is on the throne. Girl, on the bus, I didn't know where I was going to stay. I just was like, I got to get out. I had $450. I called the one woman I knew in New York. I met her like 3 weeks earlier in Liberia. She was like, hey, where are you at? I said, I'm actually on the bus to New York. She's like, what are you saying? I said, I don't know yet. Girl, my daughter is in college. You can have her basement apartment. Wow. I lived with Jackie Corey for 6 months, rent-free, in a basement apartment in New York.
Wow.
Because get out the boat, take the first step of obedience, I'll meet you on the way there.
Wow.
And that's what started this whole, like, I guess I'm an entertainer. Obviously, I left my parents crying back in Lower Maryland. My dad, I told my parents, like, I'm leaving. They're like, you're doing what? I'm like, Mom, I got to pursue these dreams. Immediately, my mom started crying. Why have you forsaken us? The Bible says respect your mother and your father. You're disrespecting
us. What kind of dreams? Like, because that's so abstract. There's nothing to hold on to. Like,
girl, there is no plan. There is no confirmation.
Yeah.
Assurance.
Yeah.
That, like, you're going to make it. Yeah. You know how many people try to be funny?
Everybody.
Everybody
tries to be funny.
I can tell jokes.
Yeah.
Like, 4 people make it.
Yeah.
In comedy every year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. This is not actual stats. But it was just like, and because I knew I had a vision from God. And we can go more into that. That was the only thing I could hold on to.
See, for me, like, I just remember, like, wanting to quit so many times. Like, wanting to just quit blogging and writing, right? And every single time I'd be ready to, like, delete my blog and just be like, this thing that I'm doing, that I've been doing for, like, at that point, it's 2010, so 7 years. I was like, it's not paying me money. People aren't paying attention. Whatever. Some people are paying attention because I'd won an award for, like, best humor blog in the Black Web Blog Awards in the popular category.
Ooh.
And I was like, popular? Ah, it's popular. Nice. I didn't even know. But, like, I wanted to quit because I was like, maybe if I focus more on finding a job that's going to pay me well, maybe I should stop blogging. And every single time, I would get a note from somebody.
Mm.
Like, it was, like, right on time. Like, I remember this person sent me a note that was like, I was sitting in the waiting room as my mom was getting chemotherapy. And the reason why I wasn't crying was because I was reading your blog.
Man. Are you serious?
Listen, I remember this note. No, seriously. Like, she was like, the reason I was not crying in this waiting room is because I was reading your blog. And I was like, wow. And then I remember, like, of course, 2 weeks later, I'd want to quit again because I'd be like, oh, where's money?
We need to talk about the wanting to quit. Because so many people want to feel bad for wanting to quit.
Yeah.
It's like, we all wanted to quit.
Yeah.
We just didn't.
We just didn't.
The first time, like, God knew that my first time performing comedy, I had to be good.
Yeah.
Because if I was bad, you know, so many comics are like, yo, the first time I performed comedy, I bombed. But it was like the thrill and the rush of just being there. I had to do it again. Hey?
No.
Bomb. Nigerians, we don't fail. So, like, if I failed the first time, it's like,
it was
that's
a wrap.
That's it. So, legitimately, after I tasted success, then I went to do, like, an urban room. And I'm a clean comic. Yeah. I'm like I love love. I'm not going to be that comic that talks about you or your mama.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very, like, PC. I want everybody to be elevated and happy at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Or I went and did this urban room. The liquor got the flowing. These jokers were not feeling, like, happy-go-lucky. They wanted, and here's the crazy thing. I was supposed to go on first before all the other comics who, you know, who were a little bit more raunchier came up behind me. The woman forgot my name. She forgot my name and was like, well, we just gonna bring up somebody else before the first comic. And I was like, no. So then I go up and girl, again, they didn't boo. They just were like, can I get another apple martini? Hey, can I? And it was just like devastating. And I just had to finish.
Yeah.
And I remember going home and be like, God, I didn't want to do this in the first place. You got me out here looking foolish. I got 2 degrees. I don't need this. Like, I talk about wanting to quit. I laid in that bed and cried.
Yeah.
I was like, God, I was embarrassed because I was like going after what you wanted. I didn't ask for this.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, wanted to quit. He was like,
no.
So is that what resilience looks like?
Ooh.
So just one time, you got one bad no, and then like your purpose is over.
Done.
Just like, that's it?
Just done.
Meanwhile, did you forget that I went back home to try and perform miracles and they were like, isn't this the Capitan's son? Jesu,
who is this? Which one?
Don't we know his brother and his sister? They're not with us. Come on, get out of here. Jesus, the miracle worker. What miracles? And the prophet is now without honor except in his own hometown. So God was like, yeah, you had a bad night.
Yeah.
But my purpose is
it's bigger than
today,
that.
Tomorrow, and forevermore.
Hey.
So I appreciate the fact that you talked about like wanting to quit because a lot of people want to quit.
Yeah.
I don't mean you do it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like those of us who make it are not the ones who necessarily even the most gifted or talented.
Hey, they're just the ones who are around.
Who stayed with it.
And consistent.
Correct.
Because you can learn. I can learn. I'm a better comic now than I was when I was there.
Of course.
After being on the road with Chris, I'm like, I need to do better.
I need to do better.
But it's like I'm a better comic even now than I was last year.
Correct.
Because I saw a magnificent example of what professionalism and perfection looks like.
And you've got to practice your craft. Like back then, I read my writing back and I'm like, this is trash.
Who liked
what
this?
What is this? This is garbage.
What is this? Yo, I watch earlier comedy clips. I'm like, God bless everybody who laughed and bought a ticket because what was I actually saying?
What was I on?
But I think that's so important. Let's talk because, again, this is the glow up episode, but we had glow down.
Just glow. If I, no glowing. It's just ashy. Just ashy.
If this is a glow up, we had the bow down moment.
Oh, man. Listen.
Let's, because you know what, y'all? We like to be transparent because
correct.
What I don't like is when you ask people, like, how did you make it? And they're like, man, I was always bomb.
How? I was hit the whole time.
I woke up like this. Beyonce probably asked you that. Like,
she did.
But everybody else don't. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just like, I hate when I ask people, like, you know, like, what were some of those struggle moments? Or, like, how did you get here? Like, when it was really tough, like, how did you sustain? And they were like, I mean, you know, You just got through. And you know, now we're here.
No.
You
no.
did what?
We started from the bottom.
In fact, there was a bottom and then we were underneath it.
Basement to bottom.
Basement. In fact, we were digging our own holes.
I remember, so after I got laid off, my insurance only lasted like 2 months after that, right? That Cobra, yo.
Cobra.
I was like, well, okay. If I was smart, I would have gotten all my checkups in the 2 months. But I was too busy wallowing in my failure of being laid off a job, okay? I was too busy being in my feelings.
Wait, that'll preach. God gave you a 2 month grace period.
2 months. I didn't even take it.
And you wasted the 2 months of grace.
Just wallowing. Just
there's somebody right now that's wasting their grace.
Right now.
Don't you waste your grace. You better get up.
Listen.
Go get your checkup.
All of it. Glasses. Dentist. All of it. So I go to the dentist.
Colon screening. Even if you don't have any problem. Even if you don't have colon, go and get screened.
Go and get screened. Honestly. Because I was like, okay. And the funny thing is, the years when I had the insurance, I barely used it. And then I got laid off my job, and 3 months later, my teeth start hurting. Mm. I go to the dentist, and they're like, yeah, your wisdom teeth, fun fact, I have more teeth in my mouth than you're supposed to have. But my teeth are very straight, though, so that's, nobody realizes.
That's a blessing.
Like, I had very straight teeth, but, like, I had, like, 4 extra ones. But they were also impacting my wisdom teeth. So the dentist is like, well, I'm going to need to take this out. That's going to cost you a smooth $4,000. I said, hey. $4,000 on what? Kobo?
Naira.
Naira.
I have $4,000 naira right now.
I don't have it.
It's only 20 cents. I'll give it to you.
I don't have it. I was like, $4,000. He was like, yeah. So I had to open a credit card and put all $4,000 on this credit card because I had no other choice.
You had good credit.
I did.
There's somebody who can open that credit card. You on borrowed money.
Listen, I was preparing because I was like, look, at least I'll be up and, yo, $4,000, got these wisdom teeth taken out. And I was like, I'll just figure out how to pay for it later.
Wow.
I had no other choice. This is like a medical thing. So it was like, come on. I had to do what I had to do. And in that moment, it was to like get this money, go in debt to get my teeth taken out. I had no other choice.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember just being like, I'm somebody who hates feeling like I owe something.
That's it.
So, like, to actively have to jump into debt, feet like that, like, I was like, okay, whew, okay, but let's do it.
And sometimes you got to do things that are unorthodox. Sometimes you got to do things that you're like, God, I don't even know. So many people try to plan.
Yeah.
And, like, when you try to live a dream, yeah, you can plan, but it's like many of the plans in a man's heart.
Yeah.
But God, like, directs, like, he leads the way. Like, yeah. you, like, your plans are cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
And sometimes you got to do, like, I remember when I went into debt, and I just, at some point, because, like, having good credit was amazing for me. I was like, your credit is your name. Like, all you will ever have in this life is your name. Keep your name good.
Yeah.
And there was a day when I had to just been like, you know what, God? I do know that you're a restorer,
mm-hmm.
and you will restore the days and the years and even the money that the locust and the cankerworm had eaten.
Hey, come on!
So I'm going to have to take this L,
yes.
But there's going to be a day when you're going to make up for it.
Yes.
So you can't even hold on to like, oh no, my credit is shot. It's like, my credit is shot tied. Let's
do it.
I live to die another day.
Correct. I'll worry about it later.
Because I had a similar story. I had, when I decided to move to L.A., I had no money. Like, I had the $450 to move to New York.
Yeah.
Then I quit every job. Every job that was like a 9-to-5 or a cubicle, it was like, this is not the will of Jesus for my life. And moving to LA, I had a credit card that had, I think, a $2,000 limit. And because I had a t-shirt business, I had a Square Pay.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I need money to pay my rent. So I swiped my credit. I paid myself through Square. Like, I don't know.
To get the cash.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if this is legal or not to share, but listen, everybody's been paid off.
You paid yourself. Yeah.
I paid myself, got the cash, paid my rent, and then that's how I was able to stay the first 2 months in L.A.
Wow.
And then we just were like, okay, now we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out. But the low points come. I remember I was in New York, and I've shared this. I was in New York.
In her New York Times featured profile. Hey, continue.
Yes, so silly.
Yeah. Continue.
I was in New York, and girl, I'm in Jackie's basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I'm in Queens. I got a place to stay. I got a roof over my head. Jackie is a mom, so, you know, you got food in the fridge.
Yeah.
And, but I was like you said, like, I don't want to depend on people. So I was like, man, I want to be able to go out to the city. And I was like, I'm hungry. It was like one night, I think there was like nobody, sometimes like nobody's cooking because it's like, I came home late, there was no food. And I was like, okay, God, well, let me go back out in the city. I'm hungry. Girl, Two Bros Pizza was the jump off.
Yeah.
Pizza for a dollar a slice.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the hookup. You get 2 slices and a can of Coke for $2.75.
That's the lick. Okay.
Boom. But you needed $250 one way trip to the city,
yeah,
and another $250 back.
So that's about what you need, about $5 and $275, so $775. Okay,
I didn't have $775.
Wow.
So I'm sitting in this bed like, God, I got 2 degrees. Sally Mae is calling me every day, and I don't have $7.75.
Yeah.
Yo, talk about the... And I got a whole family back in Maryland that's like, what are you doing? I take, like waiting for me to breed a prodigal daughter. Like, come back. We'll throw a feast. Our arms are open. Just say it was a moment of insanity and we will receive you back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and God, I don't have $7.75.
Yeah.
So just the juxtaposition of that. Yeah. And I remember sitting in the bed. And every time Holy Spirit is about to talk to me, I feel it. So I knew, like, even in my despair, grab a pen and a paper. And so I grabbed the pen and paper, and I just started writing everything God said he had for me. It was like, girl, it was these lofty dreams. Mm. When I tell you, like, I hear Holy Spirit. Like, people are like, how do you know it was God? Because it wasn't me. Mm. Like, I'm not encouraging myself at this lowest point in my life talking about something. You will do this, and I will make you a name. And I'm like, huh? I don't need you to make me a name. Right. I need you to make me
$7. I need $8 right now.
And I'll pay the tithes on the extra quarter that I have left over. Like, God gave, he laid out the plans so lofty. At the end of it, all I could do was cry, because in my heart of hearts, I was like, God, I don't not believe that you can do this.
Yeah.
I just don't know when or how. And in this moment, I'm hungry.
Yo.
And sometimes the present moment and the present toil of what's in front of you can overshadow the future.
Yeah.
But you got to look at it as what it is.
Yes.
Temporary.
Yes.
Because all I had to do to evade my hunger is go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Sleep it off. You tired? You hungry? You upset?
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Just sleep it off.
Grace comes the next morning.
Yo, and everything's brand new temporary. Mercies.
Everything's
temporary.
The next morning, I was like, all right, God, cool.
What's up?
Woke up. There was breakfast. See? You was hungry at night. You wake up. It's breakfast.
It's breakfast. Oh, waffles, pancakes, eggs.
I had to just go to sleep it off.
Yeah.
And to anybody who's listening right now, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Sleep it off.
Lay your burdens down.
However you feel right now.
Lay your burdens down.
Man, literally go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because your mind is trying to think of so many things. You're trying to strategize and plan. It's causing you so much turmoil just to be awake right now.
So go to sleep.
Just, hey.
Lay your burdens down.
Take a power nap.
Yeah.
Just take a power nap, because you're not you when you're tired.
Yes.
You know, Snickers say you're not you when you're hungry. Not you when you're tired.
Tired and feeling like a failure. Like, that's especially when you're not you, when you're like, I could have been something different. Like, I was supposed to have gone to grad school. I was supposed to have done this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, here I am. Yeah. It's real.
And so, and when I tell, and literally, you just need that rejuvenation. And like, your mind just needs to just be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is like perspective, how you're seeing the situation. Because like, when you're trying to figure it out and it don't work, there are many times, even on this side of the blessing, because, you know, we're strategists.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, we're going to do this. Man, even with First Gen, I'm going to be real transparent. Man, we've been looking for a show money for 3 years.
Yeah.
And there are times where I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to just go to this event. I met a writer. Okay, cool. You go down that road. It don't work. All right, cool. Well, you know what? I'm going to do this other thing. I hosted this event. Somebody came up to me. That didn't work.
Yeah.
And it's like, you try so hard. I literally, the other day, I was like, you know what, God? Yeah, I'm going to give this one to you again. Because I've given it to him, I picked it back up. And giving it back to him, picked it back up. I just literally, the other day, I was like, I got some news that wasn't the best. And I was like, cool. All right, God, well, it's your show anyway.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do?
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to get all the credit anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me go ahead and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And what I do last night, lovey?
Go to sleep.
So we gonna pause right there, because we have so much more to share.
Because we got to talk to y'all about like how we went from like the fail, like the low point, to where we at now.
Because it got lower.
It got.
But here's the thing. With every step, there was a step forward, and there might have been 2 steps back.
Correct.
So we have more to share with you. But for right now, we gonna go to sleep on this here podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then we gonna pick it back up.
Yes.
Because we gonna have the manna waiting for us.
Correct.
Because that manna.
Okay.
Every 24 hours.
Hey.
Right. Don't try to save it for tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it will spoil.
Yeah.
That's your problem. You. What did you say? You don't listen.
You're listening.
You're listening. So listen to us. Go take a power nap.
Yeah.
We'll come back with part two of the glow up.
Absolutely.
And share our struggles and our lessons in success.
And you can follow us on social. I'm Lovey, LUVVIE.
And I'm at Yvonne, OGORJI.
Boom. See you on the next episode.
And also at Jesus and Jalal.
Grab a plate. See you in a bit.